Tuesday morning, welcome along. If you're just joining us, Highland Breakfast across the Northwest. Now, the award-winning satirist and impressionist Oliver Callan has added four extra live shows to his autumn tour, and they are Limerick, Galway, Sligo, and here in Letterkenny. Tickets have just gone on sale, in fact. And Oliver Callan, well known from his hit TV and radio series Callan Kicks on RTE, and on stage, well, he promises a night of, live music, satire and comedy, sending up top names in politics, sport and entertainment. But who will be with them on the night? Well, of course, it all depends on what special guests will be available, because some of them obviously very busy and different schedules and all the rest of it. And the Taoiseach, for instance, sometimes the Taoiseach might be at some of these shows, although he's been rather heavily involved in the whole issue of sorting Greece out there recently.
Yes, a very good morning to you, John. I'm still getting over, actually. I'm wrecked this morning. I'm after having my third tin of Lilt now, and the energy has started to wane slightly. But let me tell the people of Donegal that I was involved in the coalface of those very serious negotiations. I was dealing face-to-face with Angela Merkel, hour in, all the way through the night, and Sunday night into the early hours of Monday morning, and my involvement was absolutely very important. I'll never forget it as long as I live. Two sugars, a bit of milk, and a Kit Kat on the side. Angela is a mad one for the Kit Kats.
Absolutely. Face to face with Angela Merkel in the middle of the night. Well,
I tell you, as you know, as Michael Noonan says, Angela Merkel's attractive in a certain light. Now, that light might be pitch feckin' dark, but I can tell you, when in relation to Greece, I had chills and they're multiplying. If I have another tin of Lilt, I will lose control. Do you feel me, homie?
Well, it's great, Taoiseach, obviously going to be there. Thanks for joining us this morning. And I think we're joined by Michael Noonan. Hopefully, Michael, you'll be there as well. But, of course, you've been involved in this, the whole Greece thing as well.
I mean, this whole situation is very serious in relation to the European Union. You see, what we have to do is we have 2015 underway now. We have to plan ahead for 2016. And 2014 was very good for this country. But things are fairly bad over in Greece. I mean, I was speaking to the finance minister of Greece, Feta Fananoukas or something like that, and he says to me now that things are so bad, a loaf of bread is going up to about €1,000. And says I to him, because I didn't know you had super value over in Athens as well. But no, we have an own situation here, because of course when I'm dealing with the international situation, I also have to continue putting an eye. And I've only got the one good eye, putting an eye on the Limerick situation as well. That's the system we have here, you know. And I mean, things are so bad in Limerick, even the gangs have to take a bus to carry out a drive-by shooting.
Thanks, Michael. You're right, it's obviously a busy time for Michael as well, so we'll keep an eye on that situation. And just moving away from politics, because another guest, hopefully, on the night will be from, kind of the sporting sphere, Marty Morrissey. Now, the Ulster final is coming up this weekend, and, you know, Marty, I'm sure, will be busy between now and the autumn, but hopefully, Marty, you'll be there as well.
Yes, indeed. Marty likes the party. Looking forward to seeing Chinook Park in Clonus, or Clones, if you're from outside of town. Of course, a Marty clone would be something to really reckon with. Very excited, of course. The Munster final will also be replayed at the weekend, getting over the Munster hurling final. What a win for Tipperary yet again, although I felt sorry for Waterford, which, as you know, is home to the Blah, a soft roll. If there's one thing Marty likes, it's a soft roll. Donegal, though, favourites for the Ulster final. However, if Monaghan managed to pull off the shock of the decade again, there will be a litre of diesel laundered in Carrickmacross for a fortnight. I'm Marty, and I'm up all night to get lucky and to go to the toilet.
Fantastic, Marty. Marty will be joining the party on October the 30th. And just staying with a sporting theme, I think we maybe have Roy Keane on the line now, and hoping that Roy Keane... Oh, it's keeping cool. Roy, hello, Roy.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
We got to prepare. You know, we got to prepare for the night. We're up on Green On. Theatre. Some people can't even pronounce Green On properly. Greenin. And, you know, making sure the cones are out, making sure the sangers are ready at halftime. You know, people think they can just show up in the night. There's a lot of preparation goes into these shows, John. You know?
I understand, Roy, yeah.
What do you understand? What do you understand? What are you stuttering about? You're a broadcaster. Can you not give a free-flowing sentence?
Thanks, Roy.
You didn't prepare this morning. You didn't have your wee the bits.
Then we'll just...
You know, fail to prepare, prepare to fail. Take Martin out for his walk, will you?
Thanks, Roy. Okay, we'll leave it there with Roy. And thanks, Roy. And another man who will hopefully be there, a much much calmer individual, obviously, elder statesman, and with a packed diary nonetheless. President Michael D. Higgins. Hello.
Sorry. I was just doing my yoga. I like to do yoga in the mornings in order to reach my inner chakra before I sit down for a very busy day organising tea parties and writing poetry. I've much poetry, which of course I've been writing a couple of lines for the people of Donegal or Tichonel, to use the old Gaelic language, but some lines of poetry which came to me in my zen this morning. Life is a waste of time. Time is a waste of life. So get wasted all the time and you'll have the time of your life.
Fantastic, fantastic. Hopefully they'll
be... Very excited about my visit to Letterkenny in October, because it is October 30th, which, as we know, is the eve of Halloween, All Hallows' Eve's Eve, where, of course, the dead come and walk the streets yet again, which happens, I know, most weekends in Donegal, if you go for a kebab late at night in Letterkenny. But no, yes, I'm very much excited about going up to Donegal, indeed. They're wonderful people up there, although a little bit tall, I noticed. There must be something bed in the water. Something up there.
Well, you might notice that in your travels, all right, President. A lot of tall people, but that's great that you're going to be joining us on the night as well. And speaking of it being the eve of Halloween and people dressing up, Rachel Allen's hopefully going to be there, hopefully joins us on the line as well. Rachel, hello.
Simply lovely. Looking forward to coming up to Letterkenny with all my friends from Ballymun. What would you like to cook this morning?
Well, whatever you fancy, Rachel.
Whatever it is, make sure you put some butter in it and pronounce the word butter for me.
Butter.
Butter.
Oh, butter.
Lovely. And of course, that thing we never ever talk about, calories. Ciao for now.
Lovely. Rachel's going to be there. That's brilliant. Looking forward to that. And we played a song in kind of in honour of him earlier on this morning, and we saw him at the weekend in action. Conor McGregor could be in full flight.
Yeah, looking forward to it, baby. Yeah. My friends, I came out, Sinead O'Connor was there. It was incredible to do the fighting in Vegas. What goes in Vegas stays in Vegas. No way, baby, I'm coming to Dublin.
Good man, Connor. Look forward to seeing you. What about, let's see, could we get Leo Varadkar? Hopefully we'll be able to make it up. Hello?
Well, yes, very excited about my visit to Donegal, because I haven't been to Donegal or to Northern Ireland since I was a child, so I think it's very important that we make the visit there. The health service, of course, is in very safe hands. We are still concerned about the Ebola virus, which is why we have an evacuation plan in place in Dublin, that everyone will be evacuated to Sligo in the event of an outbreak, because as we know, the broadband is so shite in Sligo, nothing can go viral.
Thanks, Leo. Okay, that's reassuring.
Hello. Are you happy now?
Hello, yeah, who's this?
The Taoiseach is back here again, baby, to get you all pumped up and excited. I'm so excited, a little bit of wee has come out.
You had that other can of lilt then, did you?
There's a feeling inside I don't quite understand, to be honest with you, John, now. But we're pumped, we're ready for action, I can tell you. And I'm ready to take on this. I'm going to electrify this country. We're getting ready for 1916. Come on up to my rising. A big Bruce Springsteen fan. Do you play Bruce Springsteen at show?
From time to time, yes. We do.
But man,
okay,
keep her country.
Lilt and Bruce Springsteen, that's a good combination, all right.
Up to any girl.
Thanks, Enda. And thanks to all...
Shabon.
Yeah, lovely. Thanks. And all the guests that will be joining Oliver Callan on stage in Ungreen, and thankfully he's added a Letterkenny date to his tour in the autumn. That is the 30th of October at Ungreen Theatre. And tickets have just gone on sale for that gig, so you can hear all of his very special guests, obviously, on the night there at Ungreen.